Blog Talk Radio.
And welcome to another Norm at Night. I've got five lines open at 347-945-6713. Tonight's show is going to be all about you. I would love for you all to start ringing my phones right off the hook now and you start to set the topic. I've been talking about politics now for 7 weeks, and to be quite frank about it, I'm a little bit tired of it because I keep getting the sick feeling in my heart of hearts that really the only difference between the two candidates is that one's going to appoint Democrats to office, the other's going to appoint Republicans. And the fact of the matter is, nothing's going to change. Oh, gosh, I don't know. But I don't know what else to talk about, because it just seems to me that for the past 21 months, that all that we have been talking about is who is going to be the next president of the United States. Is it going to be Hillary Clinton? Is it going to be Barack Obama? Is it going to be, excuse me, John McCain? We've been talking about Sarah Palin and whether or not there is anything to the woman, whether or not there is anything that even begins to indicate that if worse came to worse, that the country would survive her. I don't know the answer to any of those questions. I know you're not listening now, all my old friends out on the Kairos retreat at the Jesuit retreat house on the Maryland-Virginia border, but if you come back and listen to the archive of this show, know that I thought about you out there. In fact, when I was at work today, I sat there having a cup of coffee in my AMDG mug, and that was a real exciting thing. So if you want to give us a call here at Norm at Night, you can dial 347-945-6713, and you can call me. You can set the tone. There's also a chat on Norm at Night if you just go to blogtalkradio.com/Norm at Night. You should be able to come on to the show there and talk to me directly. Also, you can Skype me. I got a couple of buddies sitting out there listening to Skype. And I got my friend Patty out there. I hope he chimes in. He hasn't been with us the last couple of weeks, and somehow the show just doesn't seem to be as much fun without my buddy Patty. It's really difficult to say what he'll check in on the show with. One thing I would like to point out tonight, I went out to the Zoo Bar down there on Connecticut Avenue. It really is a nice place. Oh, and one of the great reasons to go is for the music, because it's just a great blues bar, and it's really a whole lot of fun. And I really love going there. We heard a guy named Robert Lightfoot, and gosh, it was Swedish blues. He was born in Sweden, but he fell in love with Delta blues at a really young age. I was going to put some of his music on the show tonight, but I'm not really sure if it's pod safe, as they say, but if you do a Google search on Robert Lightfoot, you will certainly find his website, and there's a lot of music that you can listen to. But again, I would heartily recommend the Zoo Bar to anybody that really wants to hear some good blues music in a bar where people actually pay attention to the music and not to the sports screen. If there's, in fact, they actually turn the TV off at, they actually turn the TV off in the Zoo bar. As my friend Patty just pointed out to me over Skype, and you can Skype me at BoogeCon. That is my Skype name, and I'm all tuned in and cranking away. We forgot to buy his CD, and it really was a great deal of fun. Patty just pointed out to me how we met another refugee from Nanny's. Nanny's was a good old-fashioned Irish pub down the street. They still call it Nanny O'Brien's Irish Pub, but they can't even tell you the truth about when they're going to play music. I do not recommend Nanny's to anyone because I just wouldn't go there. And if you go to the Zoo Bar, Patty and I both recommend to you that you have a Zoo Burger, or we call it a Zoo Burger. They got some other name for it. Essentially, it's a great cheeseburger. Comes with fries and slaw, and it's really tasty. You know, another thing I did at the Zoo Bar that I don't think I've ever done before is I drank Guinness all night. And I don't know, Patty actually, who's normally a Guinness drinker, stopped drinking it and changed to Rolling Rock. I guess maybe he was remembering our buddy Tim Rustard, who we used to actually sit at the bar with in Nanny's and slosh Rolling Rock. And Rolling Rock was really kind of fun. Timmy always liked Rolling Rock. He was a Rolling Rock guy. No fancy beers for Timmy Rustard, though he was, and that's what he'll always be to me. Always be Timmy Rustard, though, you know, on TV he was Tim Rustard, and now everything's peachy creamy. You can still go to the website where the mail's still being answered at bigrussandme.com and also wisdomofourfathers.com. His wife, Maureen Orth, has a great new website, very slick, very smooth, maureenorth.com, and I recommend that you go there and see what you think of it. It's really nicely done in the modern tradition. I guess you'd call the Big Russ and Me site early modern Buffalo. God, I love Buffalo. As Patty pointed out to me, Rolling Rock was a great Midwestern cheap beer before it went global. Well, actually, Rolling Rock started to be brewed in Latrobe, Pennsylvania, I think. So I guess, well, that part of Pennsylvania starting to border on the Midwest. Good old Buffalo, New York, you know, is probably the easternmost Midwestern city in the United States. We still call it pop, and we still do a lot of Midwestern things. So all you guys from Buffalo out there who know me, why don't you give us a call at 347-945-6713, and we can get some good old Buffalo stuff going here. I know my the Boston branches of my family have promised to, well, they said they were going to attend, and I give you a shout-out to my cousin, actually my niece in Boston, my nephew in Cleveland. Who knows? Maybe my cousin in Washington, D.C., my cousin, the lawyer, is listening to the show, and he can take me over to Kohl's again like he did one night down the pub next to Union Station. Actually, made me want to cry. Reminded me how, you know, what's maybe I'm not the proletariat person that I thought of being. But back on topic to where we're going, somebody said, how do you determine if Rolling Rock's a Midwestern beer? And, you know, if it makes it to Ohio high schoolers in 1982, then it's a Midwestern beer. When I'm being in Ohio in, God, 1982, I was 32 years old. I just got married. My son was born a year ago. I got married in 81. My son was born in September of 1982, and sure enough, 1982, Midwest, that was a great year. 1986 was a great year because that was the year my daughter was born, and then 1990 was another great year because my other daughter was born. I don't know if any of you guys are listening out there, but if you are, it's a shout out from Dad. I got 5 lines open. Nobody seems to be calling here. We got 18 minutes left, and we'll talk about whatever you want to talk about. I haven't mentioned politics. I was going to say not at all, but I haven't mentioned politics very much. Remember, go to Robert Lightfoot's website and listen to some of his music. He's a great musician. He plays at the Zoo Bar. You have to watch the music calendar, but he plays all over the Metro DC area. He really does play some great blues rock music. The Blizzard of 1978. Gosh, talking about Blizz, somebody just IM'd into me about the Blizzard of 78 and the real Blizzard that I remember was the Blizzard of 70, the Blizzard of 77. In Buffalo, actually, went the end of 77, December, well into 1978 in January. It snowed for 33 straight days in Buffalo. And that snow, and when I say snowed for 33 straight days, I mean of at least 3 inches or more. The snow had gotten so high that you could actually stand on the top of the, you know, how when you plow the snow off to the side of the road, you could actually stand on them and touch the signal lights. It was absolutely unbelievable. And, oh, and when you're talking about Lightfoot, God, I go from snow to Lightfoot. He does a lot of great Bob Dylan stuff. And that's really kind of interesting. I don't know. I guess Dylan, a lot of people, especially according to my friend Patty, they don't touch Dylan. But one of the things that we did do that Friday night at the Zoo Bar, and I think Patty keeps harping at me all the time. What are the things I want to do before I die? You know, I don't know. There's that Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman. I think that's his name. The movie they just made, The Bucket List. Maybe it's time I make my own bucket list about the things I want to do. I don't know if I have the stones to do it or not. Go ahead, 916, you're on the air. 916, you're on the air. Go ahead, you're on with Norm.
Yeah, I'm talking. I said, how the hell are you doing?
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't hear it. I'm doing real well. How are you doing?
Oh, not bad. I remember that blizzard. Yeah, well,
you do?
It was the first time I ever got food stamps.
Really?
Yeah.
So you were in Buffalo during the blizzard of 77.
Oh, yeah, I remember the streets were like canyons of snow.
Absolutely.
In fact, the only way you get around is a walk or if you had a snowmobile.
Right, and the really sad part about that was they actually found, once the snow was all gone, they found dead people in cars and smothered in the snowbanks. The National Guard was there. They literally had to truck the snow out of the city because there was no place left to put it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's really great. So what made you call Norm tonight?
Oh, well, you know, I like to play these internet things, and every once in a while I punch in the names of my old friends and see what they're up to. And
so did we know each other in Buffalo?
Oh, yeah, I think so. Used to hang out at Bull Feathers and Crystal Beach and a few other places.
Okay, Crystal Beach, there was a place. Holy mackerel, and I'm not just talking about the comic coaster. Oh, my gosh. So, how many?
I think that's all shut down now, isn't it?
Oh, it's all gone,
yeah. All that,
What used to be Crystal Beach is the amusement park's now all condominiums, and so a lot of the old cottages are still there. Which cottage did you stay at?
Oh, now and then the Polish Village.
You are from the... Oh, my God, I wish I could recognize your voice.
Well,
my chance of... Huh?
Well, you have to figure it would have changed some, I guess.
Yeah, well, you weren't a chess player by chance, were you?
Oh, yeah, I did pretty well.
And did you play backgammon?
Oh, yeah, I did a lot of that.
Oh, the laugh just gave it away. How the heck are you?
Not so bad.
You know, I am, this is really kind of cool because I'm sitting here and I'm holding a mug, well, a stein, actually.
Oh, jeez.
That came from Germany, and it's really kind of interesting. Because, this is a blast from the past. God, we could talk some stories about the Polish Village that we probably shouldn't.
We'll probably leave those dogs lie.
We're your brother.
The time they were.
I got all those pictures. I should put them on the web.
Oh, good God, I don't know that I'd want to see those. Yeah, they were, you know.
Or things in the newspaper business.
Oh, you know, you can figure that out for yourself. Yeah, I ducked out of McClatchy in 2006. I've been retired now since then.
Really?
I got a decent buyout package in the whole works. And
Well, good for you.
Well, it was one of those things where...
On the coast?
What's that?
Are you still out on the coast?
Oh, yeah, sure. Yeah.
Well, that's what I figured by the area code. I just can't... Oh, wait a minute. I got another... Hold on. Don't go anywhere.
Oh, now you got a busy night, huh?
Oh, 2, 3, go ahead. You're on with Norm and his old buddy. 443-534,
go ahead. Oh, my bad. What's up, Norm?
Hey, how are you? What
I'm
brings
good,
you to night tonight?
Just take a little break from, school work. So I'd come over here. Try to get on my Blog Talk Radio thing, but I was gonna call and I was just gonna listen, but the website's being a little pain in the ass, not letting me get on, so.
Hey, I'm glad you came. I'm glad you can probably hear the show over the telephone. Hey, 916, I just had a request. A lot of people don't believe some of the stories that I've related to them about the old days at either Crystal Beach or Bull Feathers or Coles or the Brick Bar. Why don't you tell us one?
Okay, here. You want to impress a girl in Buffalo? You drink 3 pitchers of beer. You go out in the snowbank. You pee. You spell her name correctly. Dot the I with a heart. If you can do that, you're in. Our dating, we had dating rituals. They were a little bit different from the rest of the country, but, you know.
Yeah, what do you think of that, 443?
What?
What do you think of that? Where are you calling from, by the way? Because, boy, that looks like a cell number, but I just wonder what part of the world you're in.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's from Maryland. I was in your same class with Drew. So, you know, I'm from Maryland, but right now I'm in school in Dayton, Ohio.
Oh, well, good. I can't believe. I'm so glad. 916. Can I count on that number being able to reach you from off the show?
Oh, sure.
Oh, all right. Sounds good. That's great. So are you getting ready to boat next Tuesday or not?
Oh, good God. Well, you know us libertarians.
I'll bet.
I mean, you know, how many I was a big Ron Paul fan, you know, for a while. You know, see, I'm the conservative libertarian. You're the liberal libertarian. So, you know, but even with Bob Barr in there, I mean, come on now, these, you know, he just heard of it. I mean, I, you know, he got in there with his name and that was it. I'm really disappointed that he became the nominee. But,
So are you going to go vote for him on Tuesday?
Oh, no, I can't vote for Bob Barr either. So I'm thinking about one of my cats, you know. I like them both equally, but, you know, the older one, Thelma, has the most experience, so she's...
Oh, well, that's great stuff. Hey, 4-3, are you voting next Tuesday?
Me?
Yeah, you!
Oh, yeah, yeah. I sent in my absentee ballot and everything, so...
Oh, no kidding. Are you red or...
I'm sorry?
Are you red or blue?
I have to say, I voted a little red this election, but to be honest, I wasn't too fond of either one.
All right, hold on a minute. We got a regular party going on here tonight. Go ahead, 702, join the party. You're on with Norm.
Storm and Norman, this is Brian Johnson calling you from Vegas.
Well, hi, Brian. How are you? Let's just use first names. It makes me feel better. All the way from, what are you doing in Vegas?
You know, I met a girl, and that's how it happened, you know. Go to Kansas, go to Seattle, go to Newport Beach, California, end up in Vegas.
Oh, what are you doing in Vegas?
I dabble in the equipment industry. I sell Caterpillar construction equipment.
Oh, no kidding. Oh. That's pretty cool. So,
as soon as the WPA starts up again, you'll have a job.
The WPA should be starting pretty soon. According to McCain, my buddy Barack is going to be redistributing all the wealth. I hope he sends a little bit up this way.
A moose in every pot.
Got a feeling that my shop is going to be union here come November 5th.
Oh, there's your socialist.
Oh, come on. You know that you're talking to an old United Steel worker here. Oh God, remember those? We go out on Elmwood Avenue and stay out until the bars in Buffalo. They close at 4 in the morning, and we'd go have breakfast at the Steak and Egg somewhere. I'd just drive right out to Lackawanna to do a shift at the plant. Unbelievable.
God, yeah, I don't know how the hell you did that, you know.
I don't either.
Because I worked at Sears then. I didn't have to go in till like 4 in the afternoon, so I was okay.
Sears selling contracts at Sears. Unbelievable. So what are you, 443, what are you studying these days?
Criminal justice.
Criminal justice? No kidding. You want to stop,
there's a growth market.
Oh, God, there's more Americans in prison than there are graduates from college every year. So how long are you in Vegas, Brian?
I'm going on 3.5, 4 years. You know, it's and that's the same amount of time I've been out of education. Yeah, I followed your footsteps. My first job out of college was teaching back at Newport.
Right, I remember how poor Newport is. Isn't that a shame, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's yeah. A, how's your brother?
He's fantastic. He just had a son. Or, well, he didn't. His wife did.
Right.
I think on the 1st or the 2nd of October.
And number one?
He's got a 4-year-old daughter and you know, 1-month-old son.
Are you married yet?
Oh yeah, I'm married. I got a 16-month-old daughter, Quinn, and I got a bun in the oven due in April. So.
Oh well, congratulations. God, you remember Greg? He's all grown up now.
Where is he? Where did he end up going to school?
Well, he went to Le Moyne College in Syracuse, played soccer, and he had a great career there. And then his senior year, actually, it was in preseason, he blew up his ankle, and that was the end of the road for him as far as playing. In fact, it broke his heart. He got redshirted his senior year. But he graduated, and so he wouldn't go back for the 5th year.
Well, he's still got it. He wants to go back for a master's and play for a semester.
Oh, yeah, but it was a pretty serious injury. Almost his, I remember out at that, what was the name of that school where they destroyed your foot?
That was, I think it was Poolsville.
Yeah, that was it. Poolsville. That's right. They played us to up their stats, and all of a sudden, oh God, what a night that was.
Yeah.
Hold on a minute, everybody. I got somebody coming in here on IM. You know what? Somebody actually says the reason the steel industry disappeared in America is because guys like me worked there. Oh, can you believe that? A good union man like myself. Oh, this is just great. Let me just check. And somebody said I just have 3 minutes left. And just remember, actually, 2 minutes now in the live portion of the show, but we can keep chatting away because it'll go on to the archive, which everybody can download tomorrow at blogtalkradio.com/normatnight. And remember, we're doing a 2-hour special on election night starting at 9:30 next Tuesday. And hello.
Hello.
I love talking about anything, and I love it when we get callers, and this sure makes it worth it. So, you got anything you want to say, Brian? Anybody
hey,
want
no.
a shout out? Because I'm not kidding. 30, 40 people will download the show between now and tomorrow morning.
Hey, it was great to hear from you, Mr. C, but I gotta put the kid to bed. I'll give you a buzz. I'll get in touch with you off the air.
All right. Just call in some night, or I got your numbers here now, so that's great stuff. And thanks for calling. Maybe we'll hear from you again. Say hello to your mom and dad, your brother. How's your sister, by the way?
She's unbelievable. She's very much a career-oriented woman.
Well, that's great to hear, and I'll talk to you soon. Thanks for calling.
Right, thanks.
443, where are you from? I mean, what do you want to say to end the night?
Is this like an open-ended question, or are we going to be talking about this?
We can talk about whatever you want. You got something you want us to talk about? I'll talk for sure.
All right. Well, this has been kind of dabbling in my mind a little bit from time to time. I don't know if you've heard of it, but in Florida, in a federal district court, they're bringing up about how Barack Obama hasn't actually produced a birth certificate yet to prove that he's, you know, an American-born citizen, which, if he's not, you know, as we obviously know, he can't be president. Well, my concern is, why would they have let him go this far to basically winning the election short of if he can't produce a birth certificate? But then again, if he has one, why hasn't he just shown it? Why can't he just, you know, throw it out there and...
Could you produce your birth certificate? Could you?
Well, yes, you go to the county and...
Could you produce your birth certificate?
I can make one in Photoshop. Come on.
You did.
Well, I mean, well, then why hasn't he even done that?
Well, I don't know. Remember, he was born in Hawaii. Hawaii wasn't a state at the time. Maybe
when he was born, actually, it was. He was born in 14 years
older
than I am.
Yeah, he's not old part, like, you know.
He was born in 1964, I think.
Yeah, see, we remember when they put the star on the flag. Jesus.
That's right. We practically remember when we stole Alaska from the Russians. Unbelievable. Yeah, we saw them put 49 and 50 on the flag.
Yeah, but at that time there was a shortage of ice, you know.
They're not a Lake Erie anymore. Mm. So you really don't think Barack Obama's a citizen. The next thing you're going to tell me is he's a Muslim.
Oh. Well, I don't know what is his religion. They say Christian, but what a denomination. I have no idea. Baptist?
I don't know. What do you think, 443? Is he a Muslim?
To be honest, I don't know. You know Louis Farrakhan, correct?
I know Louis Farrakhan and all his little buddies. Yes, I do.
They, as you know, he's a member of the Nation of Islam. Well, they believe that Muhammad was the Messiah, but yet he preaches that Barack Obama is the new Messiah. Now, I'm not sure exactly where Barack Obama's religion ties in, but obviously I'm guessing he has some ties with Louis Farrakhan. And why is Louis Farrakhan openly stating that Barack Obama is the new Messiah if clearly Muhammad already was? You know, what's the deal going on with him? And I think there just seems to be a lot of mystery of surrounding Barack Obama and his past and just the way that certain things are exploited about him. It just seems very sketchy, and like real clear-cut answers seem to be, in my opinion, can't be found.
Hey, well, just remember, everybody, I'd love to, and I'll keep this conversation up for a while, but keep in mind that though we're not on live anymore and streaming, everything is being archived and recorded. I just want y'all to know that.
Oh, okay. So this would be, all of this would be posted on the...
It'll all be in the show's archive tomorrow. And in fact, I'll just call you C. The latest show is always archived on a blog called Patty Wop. And you can reach Patty Wop at it's patty2.blogspot.com.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a blog that my buddy Patty, and of course, obviously, I'm the Wop. I guess the tagline on it is sitting on a bar stool with two Catholic guys looking at the world through ethnic eyes.
I can call myself a former Catholic, I guess.
Yeah. Before, right now I'm teaching school in Virginia, but I was at a Catholic school in Annapolis for 4 years. And yeah, that was a real wonderful experience. Is that where I know you from, 443?
Absolutely. I was in Drew Caldwell's class, Julian, Gerald, Bobby Crutchley, Josh Green.
That was a great year. Were you in the computer class?
I was.
Outstanding. Oh, I love it when people call. Give a shout out to all your pro. You just did, actually. I'm sure. they'll be downloading the show tomorrow, and that'll be a lot of great fun. This is really too cool. Oh, you know what? 916. I thought of you. We had this, parade at school, and this old GTO ended the parade, and all I could think of was your brother.
Oh, yeah, geez.
How is he?
Right now, he's not in the best way. He's been out of work for a while.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
I think they're going to be doing, of course, deer hunting season is starting.
Oh, all right. Well, deer hunting.
He's out there early. So when I say early, it means the drinking, the whole work, it's all early, you know, because I usually don't go out till the week of Thanksgiving, you know.
Right.
So
they're going early.
Yeah, so I don't know, you know, what kind of shape he's going to be in by the time the rest of them get down there. And they got all the snow coming in, apparently. Even for Buffalo, it's kind of early, you know. So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, no, they still do that. I mean, you know, a dozen of them get together down here, and they stay drunk for a week and shoot at animals. And it's scary, man. I wouldn't go near them. I mean, I've been there, but it's like, to hell with that.
Oh, God, remember when we used to cook the venison in my yard?
Oh, those were, you know. I have never had venison that good since, you know?
Absolutely. We used to go to Louie's and eat those hot dogs.
Oh, I couldn't. Yeah, that's like instant heartburn. I don't know how, you know.
In your bedroom when you woke up.
Morning. I know. It was like, God, there's garbage in the house. Where is that? What is that?
Oh, my gosh. So, you know, I got a big kick out of the guy calling from Vegas because it reminded me of Tommy T.
Yeah, he's in that area somewhere.
Absolutely. Amazing that he stayed married.
Oh, really? Okay, because I knew
he
was in California.
He and Linda are still married. Oh, God, that night, her friend from J.P. Bullfeathers, and I drove her home, and all of a sudden she jumps out of the car and starts screaming. That skinny one. I can't even think of her name.
Skinny
now.
One. Oh, I remember the other one.
Oh, wow. Elaine. Oh, we shouldn't be talking about this stuff on the air.
I'm aware of, you know.
I am actually going to wind this up, guys, because I got to get up at 5 and go to work tomorrow.
Good God.
Oh, yeah.
About 5:45 there. I like to, you know, watch the market open and all that.
I thought you said 5:45 in the afternoon.
Yeah, well, I watch that. Well, you know, because our market's open early because of the time. And then I can take a nap after 1:00. So, you know, that's retired life.
Oh, man. All right.
I got
your number. And 443, it was great talking with you. And we're going to wind it up here on the Norman Night Show. Join us next week at 347-945-6713. You can listen to the archives on blogtalkradio.com/normatnight, or you can go to patty2.blogspot.com and catch the latest show on Patty Wap the blog, or you can, as I said, you can go to Blog Talk Radio and get the archives of all the shows that have been on since the summertime. And there's also a blog out there, normatnight.blogspot.com, and you can go there. It's been a great night. We had some great calls and a lot of blasts from the past, and I'm really happy to hear that. I hope everything works out okay for you at school. 443, say hello to the boys for me. Get them to call, and the retired gentleman will talk to you soon. We're out of here.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Hasta la vista.
Bye-bye.
Take it easy, Norm.
Bye. We'll see ya.